report.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin from the WCCO Radio News Bureau. Apollo 13 has reported a warning light on in the spaceship. Apparently, the air in the craft is getting stale, and Mission Control is advising the astronauts on means of getting the situation cleared up. Now, the Apollo astronauts report they cannot stop the pitch of the spaceship. Repeating, Apollo 13 has reported a warning light on in the spaceship. Apparently, their air is getting stale, and now just in, the Apollo astronauts report they cannot stop the pitch of the spaceship. You've just heard a special news bulletin from the WCCO Radio News Bureau. Stay tuned to 830 for further details as they develop.
He plays it out to Barlow, to Cullen. Cullen in over the St. Louis line, walks into Bob Plager and gets dumped.
And now here with the news is Dick Chapman.
As new troubles piled up for the Apollo astronauts, Jim Lovell indicated to Mission Control a short time ago how weary they've become. He told flight controllers the following, quote, "We've been going a hell of a long time without any sleep. I didn't get any sleep last night at all." The latest problems for the unlucky Apollo 13 and for the astronauts came late tonight when carbon dioxide began building up in their spaceship. Mission Control quickly ordered a makeshift air cleansing device installed. Mission Control indicated the problem is not serious at the moment. They said ground tests had shown that humans could survive with three times the level of the carbon dioxide indicated by a warning light aboard the spaceship. However, if there is no alleviation of the problem, the astronauts would be forced to use valuable oxygen to purge their cabin of foul air. The Apollo 13 carries lithium hydroxide canisters to cleanse the air of carbon dioxide, but the canisters in the command ship are not operating at the moment. The troubles developed after Apollo 13 made its loop around the moon and headed back toward Earth. At that time, a rocket burn was ordered to direct the spacecraft toward a Pacific splashdown on Friday. And we pick up the conversation between Apollo 13 and Mission Control in Houston at that point.
You're not far, 4 minutes into the burn.
Set down.
Roger, set down. That was Commander Jim Lovell reporting shut down. The engine is off. We're at 79 hours, 32 minutes into the flight.
Earth are residuals.
Roger, very small.
Sounds like a good burn all the way.
That was the way it was when the Apollo 13 spacecraft came from behind the moon. It was after that that the troubles developed with the foul air inside the spaceship and trouble with the pitch control. Mission Control ordered the astronauts to take a space lithium hydroxide canister and link it up with plastic tape and a stocking to the air system. Lovell disclosed the new emergency when he told Mission Control, "We've got to rig up some way to use the lithium hydroxide canister. Our carbon dioxide pressure is getting high. We had a caution and warning light." Short time later, Lovell reported that he could not stop the pitch of the spaceship. It sounded like he added, "And I don't want to use the fuel." Sometime later, Lovell reported that problem, the pitch problem, had been alleviated. We'll take a look at more news and keep very close to the Apollo 13 story throughout the evening.